Luke chapter 13, beginning with verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bound together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the rulers of the synagogues answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Then the Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead them away to watering? And ought not this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were amazed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. You know, sometimes when we look at a passage of scripture like this and we read the hypocritical statements that the religious leader said at the day, I wonder sometimes if they would have listened to themselves in what they were saying, if they would have even said it at all. Because of their nature and because of their hatred, I guess you would say, for Jesus, and simply losing sight of what was actually taking place and what took place. And therefore, this morning, I say again, and I trust you would echo this, I'm so thankful for Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together, and we thank you for this day that you've blessed us with. Lord, we ask that you would meet needs of each heart that's under the sound of our voice, whether it be here, present, or those that are viewing. Lord, you know what we're in need of. And Lord, I'm thankful for your understanding and your abilities and your healing, and you're so good to us. And so, Father, I pray that you'll meet needs this morning. We do earnestly pray if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior. Lord, will you cause them to understand the importance and the realization and the need of salvation. So, Father, we pray that you help me this morning. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We've titled our message this morning, She Was Made Straight. She was made straight. If a person was on the street corner or had an ad on one of the social media platforms that said, I have a product that will take away your problems and even give you a 30-day guarantee, most would show interest in that product. Matter of fact, if there was message that said you would get free shipping, then most would say, I'm getting a good deal. And so many folks would purchase this product with the idea or with the thought, what do I have to lose? It would then be listed as seen on TV with the little stamp. So many things have changed over the years, and how men have come up with new ideas, men have come up with new methods to try to overcome life's problems. We say it every year, and it continues, that many will think, they think just because January 1st comes, which will be in just a few days, that at the stroke of midnight, it's almost like you get a reset. And it's almost, and really when it comes to health care and deductibles, that's true. But when it comes to life, just because at the stroke of midnight, your problems are still there. Difficulties are still there. It just really bleeds into the new year. And there's so many ideas and so many things that people, well, if I try this, then maybe this will work. Or if I try that, maybe that'll work. But in so many cases, nothing works. So many people are walking around in this life in misery, grabbing on for something that isn't there. An idea, a thought, let's try this, or let's try that. They seek peace, but yet they find no peace. You see, the religious leaders of those days didn't get it. They didn't get who Jesus was. They didn't get what Jesus was there to do. And they even questioned. They even lost sight of this woman who had an infirmity, who had a condition, and they lost sight of what actually happened and said, you're not supposed to do that on the Sabbath day. And that's the mindset of the religious ideas and even the mindset of religion today when it comes to what Jesus can really do in a person's life. You see, this woman was made straight. And I've shared with you this before, but my dad had a radio broadcast back in the 70s, and it was called Christ is the Answer. Well, Christ is still the answer today. He's still the answer today. And I have a few cassette tapes that I listen to every once in a while. And I listen to him proclaim God's word, and it's still true today. And Christ is still the answer. But I want us to think, as we look at this passage of Scripture this morning, I want us to think of a familiar passage that many of you could probably quote, but I want to read it to you, and it's found in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I want you to think about these verses when we share what the Lord's laid on my heart here in this passage here in the book of Luke. But the Bible goes like this in Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, the Bible tells us in that passage that there are weights and there are hindrances in life. There are weights and there are hindrances in life. But the Bible also tells us that we are to lay them aside. In other words, we are to set them aside. I know back in the day, and I don't ever see them advertised, probably because they're not healthy for you anymore, But I know back in the day, they used to have something that was called leg weights, and they were full of sand. And you were supposed to run with these leg weights, and I had gotten a set, and they would strap onto your ankles, and you would run with them. And I don't see those anymore. And of course, that was probably one of those as seen on TV things. But I got some, and I used to run with them. And I remember running, I don't know how far, a little ways with them. And I remember taking them off. And when I started running, it was like my knees were getting ready to touch my chin, because they were so weighted down. But if you walk with them long enough, you begin to get accustomed to them. And if you're not careful, you would begin to just carry them around with you. And sometimes that's what happens with the weights, and that's what happens with the hindrances in life. In other words, we have them, and we're so used to carrying them that we don't know how to let them go. And so it's important for us to consider that the Bible tells us there are weights and there are hindrances in life, but the Bible also tells us to lay them aside. And there's a realization there that when we lay them aside, then God can work. The weights may only be known by God that we carry, but they're still there. They're still there. These weights can hinder us, and it can rob us of joy. It can rob us of peace. And in reality, it can rob us of life, because there's no true joy. Time is going by fast, and life is going by very quickly. And we're all approaching here in just a few days, 2026. And yes, there may not be some things that are changing just because we stroke midnight, as I mentioned. But there is one thing that is changing. Every day that passes, we become a little older. We become a little older. Looking back, we say, where has time gone? Looking back, we say, where has life gone? And even we all would probably say, I can't do the things that I used to be able to do, but my mind wants to, because we're getting older. Looking into this passage, we see a woman with a hindrance, something that has caused her to be bound, caused her to be bound up. And she was bound to the point that she couldn't straighten up. She couldn't straighten up. She could do nothing for herself. And she had carried this condition, and I call it a burden. She has carried this burden for 18 years. It's hard to believe. No doubt there were times that she cried out. Why? When she couldn't do the things that she wanted to do, or her body wouldn't let her do the things that she needed to do, she probably most likely cried out. Why? And other times she must have thought, this is just how it is. There's nothing that I can do. But yet, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, this weight, this hindrance, this condition, this burden was what she carried. And I'm sure there were some days that were better than other days. Some days it was more tolerable. Some days was more difficult, but yet it was still there. This weight and this problem was at the forefront of her mind. I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. 18 years, this problem was always one that she had to deal with. Yesterday, at some point, yesterday afternoon, I somehow or another twisted my left wrist. And it pulled, and it gradually got worse and worse and worse through the night. And it was some kind of a tendon or something that's in my wrist. And I went to bed with that hurting. And guess what? I woke up and I thought, it's still hurting. Believe it or not, when I'm speaking to you right now, it's still hurting. And what I mean by that is we carry these weights with us day in and day out and day in, and they never really leave our minds. They never really, yes, we can do things to overcome them, and we can do things to kind of overshadow them, but it's still there. And sometimes we carry these weights with us, and they are hindering our joy, they're hindering our peace, they're hindering our life. And this woman was carrying this infirmity for 18 years, and she never stopped thinking about it. It was a hindrance. Day in and day out, week in and week out, month after month, and year after year, this weight, this problem was on her mind. And if we allow it to happen in our lives, then it goes in day in, day out, and we think, I've been carrying this problem for a month. I've been carrying this problem for a year. I've been carrying this problem. And then before you know it, years and years and years go by, and you never get a release from it. You never get a release from it. You know, one of the greatest things that was ever invented that I ever knew about was I had a believe it or not, and I'm kind of telling you health issues, but I had a wart on the end of my finger, and I carried it for years, and I did everything. I would cut it off. I would take my knife and I would cut it off and I would cut it off. And then Darla and I started dating. And her mother had this stuff. She said, well, we got some stuff for that. And they put it on my finger. And after about a week or two, it disappeared. And I said, well, I'm going to have to marry her now. She got rid of my wart. No, not really. But the point is, I didn't know what it was like to be without it, because I would constantly pick at it, because it was right here on my finger, and I would constantly pick at it, and that's what we do with our problems sometimes. That's what we do with our issues sometimes. It's something that never really leaves our mind. It never really leaves, and we can never find full peace or full joy or full comfort, because it's always there. Weights. And the Bible tells us we're to lay them aside. We're to lay them aside. And sometimes, in some ways, then they become almost like a dictator of what kind of mood we're going to be in. These problems become a dictator of whether we're going to have a good day. And I wonder sometimes, we enjoy going away, and we all enjoy when we have the opportunity away on vacation, and we enjoy those times, and we love those times when we're able to go, and we get refreshed. But yet when we come back to the same thing. Our joy should be found in Jesus. And we're all going to have difficulties, and we all do have difficulties, and we all do have problems. But those problems should not be in the forefront of what Jesus can do and what the joy that we have in Jesus. In some ways, in these 18 years, in some ways, this infirmity that the woman had, this infirmity controlled her. And she was bound. She was bound. Who or what made the difference? Who or what made the difference? The Bible says in verse 12, and when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. And that's important for us to, and I'll go back to that in just a few moments, but that's important for us to see. that when he called her, she went to him. And he said, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. John 10:10 says, The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But in the words of Jesus, he says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So many, like this woman, are bound up. They're bound up with bitterness. They're bound up with pride. They're bound up with fear. They're bound up with discouragements. They're bound up with grief. So many things can cause a person to be bound up. All these things can bind up and bind up our mind where we never see the full joy in Jesus Christ. Never see the full joy in Jesus Christ. Let's look at this woman just for a few moments this morning. Look at what Jesus can truly do. First thing, there has to be an understanding of the problem. And as she had that problem, she was in the right place. She was at the synagogue. She had an infirmity, and she was bound. So she was where she needed to be to find help because Jesus was there. She was where she needed to be. And Jesus was the only one that saw her and truly saw the need. The religious leaders of those days, they weren't paying attention to the woman. They weren't paying attention to what was happening. They were being religious and they were going through their programs and they were going through all those things. But they never really saw that this woman was defeated. They never really saw that she truly had a need. And Satan has a way to cause defeat in a person's mind and in a person's heart. You see, even the religious leaders, the rulers of the synagogues, they were more concerned about the fact that Jesus was healing on the Sabbath and even said, you can only do this 6 days. You can only do this 6 days, but not on the Sabbath. And Jesus was ultimately saying, you're more concerned about the animals and watering the animals on the Sabbath than helping people. This woman was defeated. She was crippled. She was bound. And Satan, I'll just say it, Satan likes it when believers are bound. He likes it. He likes it when believers are discouraged. He likes it when believers are troubled. He likes it when believers are just can't seem to get over what they're dealing with in life. He likes it because it just helps him out. It helps him out. Satan has a way of defeating a person. And the religious leaders never saw it. They never saw she longed to be free. They never saw she was powerless. They never saw that she had a problem. They never saw her as being one that was in need or one that was crippled in the condition that she was in. They never saw what Jesus did. They never saw what Jesus could do. They never saw his passion. They never saw his compassion. They never saw his desire to help. But you know, that's how the world is. That's how religion is. The religion is more concerned about the things than what Jesus could do. But number two, I want you to see the power of Jesus. And I don't know if that's your desire for the remainder of this year and on into next year and then on in the future. But I don't know about you, but I sure would love to see the power of Jesus on our lives, on my life, on your life, and how God can work through Jesus. You see, true deliverance comes from Jesus. True deliverance comes from Jesus because it was Jesus that said, "Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity." And the power of Jesus says, "And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight," and it changed everything for her, and she began to glorify God. It changed everything for her. And that's what Jesus can do if we allow him to work and lay these weights and lay the sins and the baggage aside for Jesus to work. I saw a commercial. It really wasn't a commercial. It was just something that people post that's funny, but yet there's some meaning to it. And there was this airplane baggage collector that was taking the luggage and putting it where it needed to go to be able to get on the flight. And coming down the conveyor belt, he looked down and all there was a handle. But it still had a label on it. In other words, who it belonged to. And so he took it and threw it where the baggage was supposed to go. And I'm assuming he was thinking to himself, well, those people are going to at least get the handle. But here's something to that. The baggage was left behind. And that's what we do and should do, is get everything and give it and put it at the feet of Jesus. That's where our joy is going to come. No matter what it is, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the difficulty is, Christ is still the answer. Christ is the one that can give that freedom from what a person is bound by. And she was made straight. She had that freedom of what was bound, what she was bound with. Here's four things that you can see in this passage. First, that she was with Jesus. That's important. That's where help begins, is with Jesus. Number two, he called her. There's a call. There's a call. All through the Bible, he's calling. He's calling. Number three, he came to her when he called, and she came to him. That's important for us to see. She came to him. When Jesus saw her, he called her, and he said to the woman, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." He called her. And he laid his hand on her. And for him to lay his hand, she came to him. She felt his touch. She felt his touch. And at that moment, I believe that her true focus was no longer on her problem, but her true focus was on Jesus. Her true focus was on him. And that's when she became loosed from the things that bound her, is when we truly give it to Jesus. Whatever it is, we truly give it to Jesus. Not even her problems, not even her condition. She simply felt the touch on her life. And she let it go. She focused on him. And if you don't get anything else this morning, that's our challenge, is to let it go and focus on him. Let it go and focus on him. And when she did that, the Bible says immediately she was made straight and glorified God. You see, in reality, she was delivered. She was delivered. She carried this thing for so many years. She carried this condition for so many years. And Jesus delivered her. Immediately she was made straight. She was set free. Immediately. That's what Jesus can do. I know the night that I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, and you could probably testify to the same thing. The night that I got saved and I said yes to Jesus, it's like this burden was lifted. For those that don't know Christ, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain that weight. And it was like immediately I knew there was a change. Yeah, I was still in the same world, still in the same family, still lived in the same house, still went back from church because I was in a youth group and I walked back to home. I was still in all those same places, but I was a different person because of Jesus. This woman was a different person because of Jesus. She was delivered, and He can make a difference in your life. And then lastly, she glorified God. She glorified God. That's important. We have our burdens. We have our difficulties. And sometimes we have simple life. But yet we should never, ever go a day without thanking God for what He's done in our life. Glorifying Him. It wasn't until she felt His touch that she was able to glorify God. It wasn't until she was able to let that weight and allow that weight to be set aside that she was able to glorify God. And if we're not able to glorify God, there's something in the way. There's something in the way. I don't know what it is. It could be different for each one of us, even for me. Sometimes there's things in the way that we struggle with just enjoying. But we'd be amazed. And what a tremendous testimony that we could have to a lost world if they saw a difference in us because of Jesus. Saw a difference in us. You see, there was a difference in her. She glorified God. She praised Him. But the rulers were so tied up in their religion, they never saw it. They never saw what happened. They were more concerned about Jesus working on the Sabbath. They was more concerned, and He calls them. He said, "You're hypocritical because you're more concerned about watering your animals, which is still important. You never saw it. But notice what He says, and we'll close with this. Verse 16 says, whom Satan hath brought, or who hath bound. Do you know that so many things Satan is behind? So many things that Satan is behind. And he wants to rob you of every piece of joy and every ounce of joy that you have. But we need to let those weights aside. Satan was behind. And the religious leaders never saw it. They never saw it. The people rejoiced. In verse 17, the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by Him. That's how people rejoice, is seeing Jesus. Seeing Jesus. Christ is still the answer. Time is going by fast, and I invite you to give whatever that hindrance is, whatever that weight may be, I invite you to give it to Jesus this morning. He'll make a difference, but we have to give it to Him. He'll make a difference. She was made straight. She was made straight. Let's pray. Our Father, Lord, we thank You for such a tremendous passage in the power of Christ. We thank You, Lord, that although this woman had to carry this infirmity for 18 years, you set her free. And in the end, there was praising to the Lord. She praised and glorified, and others praised and glorified. Help us, Lord, to whatever weight, whatever hindrance, help us to not go another day without giving it to you. Lord, you know the heart of every person. You know my heart. And sometimes we carry around these weights and we just have simply lost our joy. But Lord, we know this morning our joy is in you. Our joy is glorifying you. So as we have this invitation, Lord, if you've spoken to hearts, you know. I pray that they'll come. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.